This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. As the vote counting continues, the president has claimed with no evidence that Democrats are trying to steal the election. While some Republicans say they think the president's accusations are correct, others are distancing themselves from the claim. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reports.
A day after President Trump claimed the election was being stolen, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker responded.
I think the president's comments that there's some national conspiracy around this aren't supported by any of the facts, and they are damaging to democracy.
It's no secret that Baker, a Republican, is not a supporter of the president. He said that he left his presidential ballot blank. And earlier this fall, Baker responded emotionally to Trump's refusal to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he lost the election.
It is appalling and outrageous that anyone would suggest for a minute that if they lose an election, they're not going to leave.
Today, Joe Biden's campaign responded to that possibility. Spokesperson Andrew Bates said the U.S. government is perfectly capable of escorting trespassers out of the White House. But among Massachusetts Republicans, there's a range of responses to the president's unsubstantiated allegations. For example, here's Richard Tesei, the former Republican leader of the state Senate. Tesei says, given how well down-ballot Republicans did on election night, he believes President Trump's concerns about voter fraud have merit.
Republicans are having a hard time processing what a great night it was with the fact that President Trump hasn't won the election.
Tesei says because this is the first time mail-in voting has been used so widely, Trump supporters are understandably suspicious, especially now that most of those mail-in ballots are benefiting Joe Biden.
It's really important for everybody to have confidence in the integrity of elections, but when you have huge swaths of votes are being added in the middle of the night, I think everybody can agree that the optics have been terrible.
But other Republicans point out that President Trump is largely responsible for those optics. After all, he urged his supporters not to vote by mail, so most voted in person. The result in some key states, Election Day votes that lean Trump were counted first, followed by the counting of mail-in ballots that leaned Biden. But instead of accepting that he's losing, Trump is alleging election fraud and theft without any real evidence.
And that has been the mantra of Donald Trump since the beginning, to instill doubt in the system.
Jeff Stinson is a Republican strategist and analyst. He doesn't believe there's evidence of fraud, but he says there are plenty of Americans who distrust the media and who feel let down by the government. And he says Trump is eager to feed their grievances with claims of election fraud.
It is incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly dangerous to our democracy.
But Beth Lindstrom, another Massachusetts Republican, says it's understandable that the Trump campaign is concerned about the possibility of voter fraud. Lindstrom ran Scott Brown's successful Senate campaign in 2010.
We had 140 lawyers out across the Commonwealth to make sure there was ballot integrity because mischief does happen, because people are very emotional about elections.
With the presidency at stake and more than 60 million supporters backing him, Lindstrom says she's not surprised that Trump is trying to find a way to win, even as she acknowledges that some of his statements and tweets go too far.
You know, if he just sit back and didn't do anything, then I think the people who were voting for him around the country would say, wait a minute, you've got to protect ballot integrity here. So it's just the way he goes about doing it.
But for many, the way he goes about doing it is very much the issue. Utah Senator and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney tweeted, "The president is within his rights to call for investigation of voting irregularities where evidence exists. But he's wrong to say the election was rigged, corrupt, or stolen. That claim," Romney says, "recklessly inflames destructive and dangerous passions." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.